it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Get all the latest football headlines and bite-sized opinion in the brand new Whistleblowers Daily Podcast. Join Mark Smith, Martin Grutten, and a conveyor belt of guests as they dissect all the biggest stories in one small, perfectly formed package. Take 5 to 10 minutes out of your day to stay up to date with everything that matters in football, whether it's a big result from the night before, a new excuse from Jurgen Klopp, a shocker of a VAR decision, or a new chapter in the ongoing Man United soap opera. We will cover it. All the latest news, every weekday lunchtime, on the Whistleblowers Daily Podcast. Look for the Whistleblowers wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Chels. Here we are at the end of a week. It's a week we've all managed to get through. And yes, it's Wolves coming up tomorrow. That coughing and choking and snuffling in the corner in the background, that must be Mr. Gary Hayes. Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I spent the week in the legal offices of the Chelsea journalist crew. So there's a lot of smoking and stuff. So, you know.
You're being very cryptic. I have no idea what you
mean.
Well,
we didn't get to talk about what we wanted to talk about in the first episode earlier on in the week. So now we're back. I think Louis and I were going to talk about all these journalists and their surnames and what they represent.
Can we just say we have got Louis Benavente as our guest again this week. Lovely to see you, Louis. How are you? How's your week been?
Hola. Yeah, it's been all right.
Excellent.
Pretty open close, but, you know, all good.
Did you enjoy the game on Wednesday?
Let's not talk about the game now. Let's leave that till next week. We'll save that for next week. Gary, you were just going to start a conversation with Louis. Would you like to explain?
Well, yeah, because it was after the Spurs game, weren't it?
Yeah, it was. No.
After the Spurs game, we met up for some beers and we just came to the realisation when we were about 10 pints deep with our good friend Dominic that a lot of journalists have 70s cop names. So we were sat there and we were like, you know, imagine, you know, in the Guardian office, it's like, hey, Steinberg, the DA's office is up my ass.
Yeah, well.
And the other one would be like, hey, Delaney, you're off the case. To me, I want your badge for breakfast.
Oh. Don't you think you could just make any name up as a cop name? That's like saying,
Simon Johnson is the captain. Captain Johnson on the beat.
But then you could have Jason Burt. You could have any of them.
Yeah, Jason Burt is the assistant DA.
Yeah, or maybe, couldn't he be just British and be a DCI or something?
And then what you've got is you've probably got Martin Samu, who's the pro bono lawyer, because he's so principled. And the judge. The judge will be like, Samuel, I warned you. You'll be held in contempt.
We literally spent a good 2 days afterwards just addressing each other and then leading into that just for 2 days, just making up a cop story.
So I think this could be a good little sitcom of journalists as cops. Well, you know, Miguel Delaney would be the guy who goes too far all the time.
Don't you think Matt Law should actually be a lawyer? It sounds so ridiculous. Hey, and Matt Law is the lawyer.
Matt Law would be the balance.
Matt Law is the DA because he sets the laws. He lays down the laws.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I can see this game. It's totally ridiculous.
And you'd have Kinsella would be like internal affairs because no one likes him. And and then what you'll have is Miguel Delaney will be the guy that would be like constantly, I'm gonna throw the brick at you, Delaney. You've gone too far. Yeah, you know, I just think this could work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds good.
Send your other suggestions in.
Yeah,
I reckon Andy Saunders. What would he be in a cop drama?
He'd be a criminal.
No, Andy Saunders would be the retired agent who just can't let go, and he's angry.
Or he's the bookkeeper. He's like,
Andy Saunders would be the cop who just can't let go because one case he couldn't solve, and it still haunts him. He carried that case of him for 25 years, waiting for a break that never came.
In a smoky bar with a single.
Yeah, exactly. Just sat there. Just thinking, how did I miss that clue? How did I miss it?
So would Alison be sort of a private detective? Alison Bender, private detective.
No, yeah, actually, what she would do is she'd be able to worm her way into situations through being nice. So she'd be able to play up to it, be like, oh, I'm so nice, but really I'm devious.
Oh, God, look at this. What a series. Coming to you soon. The sports football journalists as cops.
You could call it Hacks.
Yeah, there's already a Hacks on Amazon, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. About a female stand-up comedian who takes a writer on tour with her. It's brilliant.
Well, it's not
one
about
of the funniest things.
It's not about mediocre cops coming over from journalism, is it?
Yeah, but you can't nick someone else's name.
What would Levy be? Levy would definitely be the criminal.
No, I don't think so. He'd be the mastermind behind everything.
Sarge, I got Levy with me. Book him, Delaney.
No, I think I'd be the commissioner, something like that. You know,
Benevento would be like, you know, just the innocent bystander who got caught in the crossfire.
Every time, it always happens to be. But then that's it. I just happen to be in the corner crossfire.
Does he look innocent? Look, can I just say this is not actually talking about the Wolves game.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is fun.
This, yeah, it is. I guess.
I reckon Hayes would be like everyone would say the name Hayes, and everyone would go quiet because like Hayes, like, well, what happened to Hayes? You just don't know what happened to Hayes.
Yeah,
you know
he was. But just,
no, what it'd be is it'd be like you know, Hayes would be like you know, he's the cop that went too deep. He went deep undercover and never came back.
Everyone knows that actually Beneventi put him sleeping with the fishes because even though everyone thinks he's a bystander, he's actually one of the heads of the five families, which are all the football YouTubers.
And on that note, we're moving on to Wolves.
So, it was going so well.
It was. But Wolverhampton Wanderers. Now, look, this is a weird one. Again, a train strike coming up. I've even just, while we're on here, just had notification from LNER that my train will not exist on Saturday. So that's great. So I will have to drive. So there you go. It's very annoying, but I will get there. I am determined. I missed enough football last year. I'm not missing more this year. So I'm going to get there. I have to say, the only thing I can think of is Diego Costa is coming to Stamford Bridge. And what's he going to be like? Is he going to get a run around? I don't know. How bizarre is it to see Diego Costa playing for Wolverhampton Wanderers? Louis, what are your thoughts?
I am very excited because I love Diego, but I'm also terrified when he comes on the pitch. That's how I feel. Like watching him come on last weekend, right? He came on the pitch and he did just Diego Costa things. It was, he was even the little things, like, for example, like when he had a shot, when everyone else would be running back to make sure they had the line sorted or getting back in position, Costa was just like walking, like with big broad shoulders and just looking over his shoulder. It's like, well, you know full well that that Diego is back in the Premier League. And that terrifies me. That terrifies me because I think him versus Thiago Silva could be an excellent battle. But if he comes up against anybody else, we're in trouble. I'm actually very, very worried.
Oh, no, I can't be worried. I mean, he hasn't played for a year.
If he had like 2 or 3 months under his belt, I'd be like, I'd be worried. I don't think he's got to get up and going. But in saying that, he could have scored against West Ham when he put that header. Yeah. But I had a wide, but maybe if you know he was sharper, he would have scored it. But I love Costa. I know obviously the fallout with it all happened in a really bad way that I think everyone could have just dealt with it better. Conte could have dealt with it better. He could have, the club could have. So it's a shame the way it ended the way it did, because he was just an animal for us. I loved him at Chelsea.
Just magic moments. You know how sometimes you watch a player for a few minutes in a game, see what they're doing. He was somebody you could watch for most of the game, because even when nothing was happening and the ball was 70 yards away, he'd be doing something to a defender. I'll never forget, you know, all those little things he'd do, little pinches, little strokes and caresses of a player's backside, and then suddenly a hug, and then suddenly a neck wrestle. I mean, something was going on all the time.
Remember, he used to do it to Arsenal, and he got Mertesacker sent off, and then I think he got Gabriel sent off. That was, you know, he was just so good at doing it. He was so good at doing it, wasn't he? I loved it about him. It's just a shame that, yeah, because I always maintain, and I think we've said this before, but just to say it in passing, I always maintain that he was a better striker than Drogba. And had he just had the time at Chelsea, he would have done more than Drogba and become a bigger legend. But time is what makes a legend, right? And so I think Costa became more of a cult hero than a legend. Because you can't put him in the same bracket as Drogba now. But I think on talent alone, he was a better player. And I loved how erratic he was, because he sort of, that character, he sort of got Chelsea. It's what we like in players. You go back to like Barotta when he was in goal. Do you know what I mean? Then you go back to the 60s as well with Ozzy and others. That's what he was about. That's what the club has always been about, those characters.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm looking forward to seeing him come back. It's going to be exciting just to see him out on the pitch. You know, that is Diego. It's going to be an interesting game. I mean, they've got rid of their manager. It's a new thing going on at Wolves. It's a bit chaotic. Can we expect this change over the bounce, or do we think it's going to be too soon? I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Well, so both clubs are on a bounce, aren't they? We've got the new manager bounce. They have.
It's true.
But well, have they even got a manager yet? They appointed someone?
No. Well, we don't know. Not yet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just haven't read the news this week.
Yeah, exactly. So let's leave it as a surprise, eh? Moving on. So, yes, I mean, how do you see this one panning out? This is a game we should be winning by any means possible. And hopefully we're going to have a wonderful game, because last year the game was, it was a strange game when they came back to draw. Louis, what are your thoughts about this game away from Diego? So leave your fear of Costa at this moment.
I mean, the football that Wolves have been playing hasn't been the most spectacular. Whatever the position they're in, there's going to be a whole new ball game. So we'll have to see what happens with it all. And obviously, you know, we've got had Potter for a couple of games, so we'll be expanding a little bit more. So we'll have to see. But I think, you know, realistically, based on runs of form, based on positions we're in versus what they're in, we touch wood, should be okay. But we'll have to see what happens with it all.
Okay. And what your last thoughts on it, Gary? And then we'll get a prediction from everyone.
I think if Costa plays, they're a better team. And Bruno Lage made an interesting point where he said that every time they played with an out-and-out striker in the team, they've never lost under him. Obviously, he's gone now. So and I get the point he's making, but then you look at us with Aubameyang and you see what he did against Palace. The goal he scored was very much a striker's goal. So I think we look like we've got more shape in that sense. This game, Chelsea have got to be winning it. If I know Potter's new in the job and we're not trying to put too much pressure on him, but these are the games that are these are the meat and drink games for a manager, and Potter's got to be winning this game.
And isn't it ironic that actually both teams, the last buy from them, their old managers was a striker, and they are there left without the manager they thought they were signing for, with all the sort of hopes resting upon their shoulders. All right, well, Gary, let's get a prediction. No, let's go to Louis first for his prediction.
Well, we don't keep clean sheets, so that's a guarantee that we're going to concede. I'm going to go... I'm going 3-1.
Actually, 3-1. Okay, but there's an interesting point there. I'd like to ask you what you thought. Do you think Kepa has looked a better keeper than he's ever done previously in the last couple of games for Chelsea?
Not necessarily previously, because I thought he started off well at Chelsea. Yeah, he looks better than Mendy.
Yeah, I think he
which isn't hard.
He should be keeping his place.
Yeah.
He deserves it. So, you know, I think Mendy's had a shaky start. He's got to earn that spot again.
I think what we've learned with Mendy is he started off well, but he's just shown himself to be what he is. He's just a backup goalkeeper. Chelsea have got two number twos. That's the problem.
Number twos. Well, okay, fair enough. I think Kepa, he's made some very good saves recently. All right, Gary, what's your prediction for the Wolves game?
4-1.
So 3-1, 4-1. Good God. Have you not seen Chelsea over the last year?
No, because of train strikes and deaths and bloody games being rescheduled. So no.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I've heard about these football games. Apparently, they're really good to watch.
Really?
Apparently. I'm going to go, right, I'm going to sit down on this one. I'm just going to go with a simple 2-0. I'm going to go clean sheet. There you go. I don't care. You know, shout at me if you like, but that's it. Well, at least we're all predicting a win for us. All right. Well, look, we are out of time. I know that Louis's got to get to haircuts because he's always got people queuing up at the door. Thank you ever so much, Louis. Been absolutely fantastic to have you on the shows this week. Absolute pleasure. And Gary, as always, great to be with you too. Right. Well, that's it. We will be back next week. Until then, come on, you Blues.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.